This week on The Photographer's Perspective, we talk photo pills and planning your shot with Rafael Pons from Photo Pills. I've been fortunate to work alongside some of the world's most inspiring photographers. I've watched how they've helped others at our conferences and transformed the way they see through the lens. Welcome, I'm your host, Chris Smith, founder of Out of Chicago. This is F8, The Photographer's Perspective, the show where we have candid conversations and go in-depth with the pros to get to know them better. Join us each week as we discuss photography, get to know their personal perspectives, and introduce you to new places and experiences, helping you get the most out of your creative passion. All right, I am here with Rafael Pons from Photo Pills. How you doing, Raf? Good to see you.
Good to see you too, Chris. I'm awesome, and thanks for having me.
Yeah, you're coming to us from where in Spain? Somewhere in Spain, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm in Madrid at the moment, The team is in Menorca, but I'm living in Madrid with my girlfriend here. So,
awesome. Nice. Yeah, absolutely. It's nice. I mean, you were nice enough to have me out there last year for Photo Pills Camp, which was an amazing experience. And it was in Menorca, and I got to meet the whole Photo Pills team and all the great instructors you have working with you. And it was just an amazing experience all around. And just to see that, I loved how you said it, that to go to Photo Pills Camp, which we'll talk about a little bit, you're not just showing people the Photo Pills app, but you're showing off your country as well. And it was beautiful, and love your team. So love everything you got going on over there.
Yeah. I mean, the Photo Pills Camp is a crazy experience. And thanks a lot for joining us. It was amazing to share Menorca, our little island, with you guys. And the camp is a mix. You know, the app is the heart of the company. But Menorca is also super important, and our community is super important too. So it's kind of the perfect mix, you know, our little island, our community, and the app, you know, 1 week having fun in paradise. What do you want?
Yeah, great food, great people, great country. It was an amazing experience. So we'll talk about that in a little bit. But for those people that don't know what Photo Pills is, would you just give people a brief introduction? We'll talk more about your story and stuff too, but just give people, what's a basic overview? What is the Photo Pills app?
Yeah, the Photo Pills is a $10 app. It's available on Android and iOS. And it helps you plan your creative ideas, your photos, your videos. It's an app that we created for Pills to help you guys go from an idea to a real photo, to a real video, through planning, right? We say, imagine, plan, shoot. So you have an idea, you can plan the shot, you can find the right shooting spot and right shooting date and time, the scene you want to capture. Imagine a scene with the Milky Way, with the sun, the moon, natural light. So you can go and capture that scene, leave that moment that you have imagined, and then go and capture it.
Yeah, I mean, there's tons of different parts to it. There's depth of field calculator and all these other crazy things, and it's like all built into one app. But really, the heart of the Photo Pills app is how you can plan your shots. And we're going to talk in depth with Rafael here. He's going to tell us, you know, how we can really go beyond just like, oh, this is a pretty cool spot and let's go shoot it, to really creating that epic shot that some of these photographers you see put on social media and just goes crazy because they've planned ahead. So that's what we're going to talk about today. But yeah, the Photo Pills app is great in that you can say, hey, this is the thing that I want to take a photograph of, and I want to have the Milky Way coming up behind it. So where exactly do I need to stand so that is just perfect? So whether it's the Milky Way or sunrise, sunset, or the moon, like it's just, it knows all those calculations, and you just, you know, this is what I want to shoot, and it's going to figure out exactly what it's going to look like in your screen. And it even has like a, what's the right word for it? AR, VR?
Yeah, augmented reality. Augmented reality, yes. Yeah,
the augmented reality is pretty cool. Augmented reality, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely, it's cool. And it was great to be at the camp and to see some of these photographers that really knew how to use it, waving their phones around, and it's like, this is what this is going to look like tonight after the sun goes down. It's like, oh, well then, yeah, we need to be right here. This is going to be something. All right, so let's get into that, you know. And first off, you know, you say that you see these people on YouTube all the time, and they're talking about, well, here's my settings, and here's what I was thinking for the composition, but you don't see too many actually planning their shot ahead of time. So tell us, what do you think, what can we do to do a better job planning our shot ahead of time?
I mean, use Photo Pills.
Yeah.
Photo Pills has a little bit of a learning curve. I'll tell everybody that the first thing that when they download Propills, they need to forget about Propills and set a goal first. Depends on what you want. Sunset, sunrise, the Milky Way shot. But you have a goal, you have questions that need an answer. You know, when the sun is rising, when the sun is setting, when the Milky Way is going to be aligned with my subject. And then when you have a goal, you can go to Propills and find the answers to your questions so you can plan the shot.
That's a great way of thinking of it, because it has so much that it can do. It's a little bit like Photoshop, where people think, well, I need to learn Photoshop before I can use it. And it's like, no one's ever going to learn all of Photoshop. And we as photographers have figured that out. It's like, you just need to know the 10 or 15 things. But when you're first learning Photoshop, the best thing is to be like, okay, I just wish that I knew how to like clone out this, you know, this wire or whatever. Well, with Photopills, it's the same thing. I love that. Give yourself a goal. Okay, well, I want to get an epic shot of the sun coming up behind this building in Chicago or whatever, and I want to know exactly where to be, and then go figure out that one thing. Don't, when you open up Photopills, you could be overwhelmed. So go in with one goal. I like that. Okay.
Yeah, totally. And my job on YouTube, for example, I'm doing all these videos to teach people how to use Photopills. My last videos are all about planning examples. So you guys want to learn how to plan Moonshot, the Milky Way, Sunshot, just go to the channel of Photopills on YouTube. It's the same name of the company. So it is the same name as is the name of the app, you know, Photopills on YouTube. And you can learn everything about the app there.
Yeah. So on YouTube, go to the Photopills channel and you can see everything. Rafael is the guy that does all of that, and he handles all of the getting the word out on Photopills, whether it's going to these conferences, teaching. You were one of our instructors at Out of Moab last year. That was phenomenal to have like the guy there teaching people how to use it and to go out and shoot in Moab. That was awesome. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, oh man, yeah, that was an amazing experience for me, you know, to hang out with you guys in a national, in Arshan National Park, an amazing place for Milky Way photography, sunrises and sunsets. And I learned a lot from you, your team, how you organized the event. Congratulations, man, you're doing a great job.
Well, thank you. And I feel the same way going to the Photopills camp and seeing you busing everyone everywhere. And every time we'd get to a location, like we had like the lunches there and like a big, huge bag. And it was like, oh, man, I could never pull all this off. So so you got the same thing going over there. I'm very impressed. And like I said, we'll talk about the camp in a little bit. So on YouTube, you go to Photopills or just Google it. And Photopills is just Photopills, Photopills. Okay, so maybe, I'm not sure I ever asked you this. Why the heck is it called Photopills, Prof?
That's a good question. Because when we started to think about to create something to help people go from ideas to real photos, we found that there were so many questions, so many pains that you need to cure. So we came up with the idea of, okay, let's call them pills, you know, pills to cure the pains that photographers have. We just put photo in front of it, and Photopills was born. And a few years later, one photographer told me that in English, Photopills sounds not that good.
Well, it doesn't make a lot of sense, but it rolls off the tongue. And once you think of, whenever you hear the word Photopills, you're like, oh, that's the app, and it's awesome. Like, that's all that matters, and it's a great name. So there you go.
Yeah, thank you. I just want people to remember the name. That's it. But the final goal is, yeah, to link it with solutions for photographers. We have pills to make you fly, your imagination fly, get you inspired. And we have other pills to help you learn and other pills to help you cure your pains, so real painkillers.
Yeah, what are a couple of the other things? So you've got just the planner with the map. You've got the augmented reality. You, like I said, a depth of field calculator, but there's more in that. Run off a couple of the other things that are in there.
Yes. With the planner, you can plan shots from home, so you can figure out the right shooting spot and date and time. But then when you are there, you need to make a lot of calculations to figure out the camera settings. You need, you know, to get the shot. And that's why we added the exposure calculator, for example, to help you work out the equivalent exposure time when you're shooting with filters, with an ND filter, for example. You have the spot stars calculator to figure out the maximum exposure time you can use to shoot the Milky Way and avoid star trails. we have a time-lapse calculator to work out all the settings for the time-lapse. So it's all about answering all the questions. And the list, the to-do list of fields is growing. So we have a lot of work to do.
Yeah, and so you've got the one to figure out, you know, how long can your exposure be so you still get the pinpoint stars, but you've also got the one for the opposite of that if you want to do star trails and you can figure out the length of your exposure should be so you can create beautiful star trails. It's all in there.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about the camp, and then we'll talk more planning too. So this year, you guys are, I was going to say you're going back to Menorca. It's always in Menorca. That's your home. So, it's a great location because there's like four or five, six amazing spots to shoot there, right? That everyone gets to go shoot. Yes?
Yes. Yes. I mean, Menorca is like a little paradise. The good news is that everybody, when I say the camp is on, in Menorca, everybody, Mallorca, you know, Mallorca is super, super nice spot. And no, guys, it's not Mallorca, it's Menorca, it's the little island on the north.
That's exactly right. And that you're so funny that you say that because that's what everyone said to me. I'm like, I'm going to Menorca. They're like, you're going to Mallorca. That's going to be great. And it's funny because like that's what it is. Like Mallorca is like major. That's the big island. And Menorca minor, the smaller island. So it's the smaller island of the two, but it's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. And the scale is perfect for this kind of events because we are half an hour, 1 hour drive on bus, by bus to the locations. So it's pretty, pretty comfortable. We have a lot of amazing spots for Milky Way photography, sunrise and sunsets, moon, seascapes, cliffs.
Ancient ruins.
Oh, yeah, ancient ruins.
Right,
yeah,
the quarry.
Yeah. The quarry.
So before we get people too excited, we will say that it always sells out immediately, and it is sold out for next year, but people can go to the site, just look for Photo Pills Camp. You search for that or go to Photo Pills and you'll see a link, I'm sure. And when you go there, you can sign up to get on the wait list or at least to get on the newsletter so that you can be the first to sign up for the next year. It's an amazing experience. It's only 50 people, right? Is that still what you're limiting to?
Yeah, 50 people, and then between 13 and 15 Photo Pills Masters, these leader photographers that are joining us for the week. It's all about mixing the community. It's not a workshop, it's a community thing. You know, we want the leaders of the community to connect among them also, and with the people, and with the team, and with Menorca, and life. You know, life is too short. It's time to have fun.
And it was super fun. It was a little bit of work, and there were some nights we didn't get back till 3 a.m. Late nights for sure.
No sleep.
No, yeah, no.
Actually, Francesco Gola has this Napscape album, photo album, people falling asleep on the bus.
That's right. Yeah, so much for nightscapes. It's Napscapes, exactly, of people sleeping on the bus. Yeah, well, I mean, that's going to happen. Yeah, for sure. So tell us, who are some of the instructors that are coming for 2020?
Yeah, coming back, Francesco Gola, for sure, and Albert Dros, and Eric Pare and Kim Henry. They are like, They've been in all the camps. It's been amazing to hang
Eric
out with
Pare,
them.
Kim Henry, we love those guys. We just had them out in Oregon.
Oh, yeah.
They were fabulous on the beaches in Oregon, and they were just so much fun. And they brought their guitar, and they were playing, and we had so much fun to get all those people together. So they're great. All right, who else?
And then we have Nick Page. I think he was also in your camp.
Mm-hmm.
And Sean Backshow, Sean Parker, Kawhi Lin, Josh Cripps, the big name, yep. Josh Cripps. I love him.
It was actually Josh Cripps that introduced me to you when we were at Photo Pills. You were with Josh and Aaron Bobnik. And that's how I met you the first time.
That was Photo Plus 2 years ago, right?
Yeah. Did I say Photo Pills? I don't know. Yeah, Photo Plus, yeah. So probably 3 years ago when I met you. And actually, I'll say that was one of this is not meant to be an insult to Aaron Bobnik, but that was one of my favorite photos I've ever seen that Aaron Bobnik took. And that was a photo of your closet.
Yeah, I know that.
Because the only thing in your closet was like 8 Photo Pills yellow shirts, and that was it.
Yeah, and I have to say thank you, Erin, because now everyone knows that I have more than one shirt. Right,
right, exactly.
I have more than one t-shirt.
Rafa, you're wearing the same shirt every day? Jeez. Like, no, I got 8 of the same shirt. Exactly.
All right. Visibility is key.
Yeah, yeah. Who else this year? Is there anyone we missed?
Well, I'm sure there's, like you said,
13 to 16.
Yeah, we have Chris Nicholson from National Parks and Night, and also Gabriel Biederman from B&H and National Parks and Night.
Yeah, I love him.
Yeah, you know, and also Shannon Wild, you know, she's going to come and join us and talk about, you know, nature conservation and wildlife photography. So I'm really looking forward to meet her and welcome her.
Wow. Yeah, that is super exciting. And we've taken some of the instructors you had there. Thank you. I hope you're not mad at me. But we're going to have Francesco Gola is going to be teaching at our Out of Acadia this year. Albert Dross is going to be at the same one in Acadia. And Michael Shainbloom. I've gotten to know Michael Shainbloom. He was with us in Oregon hanging out, and he's going to be teaching at our Yosemite event in February, and he's also going to come and do his time-lapse stuff here in Chicago when we do our Out of Chicago in June. So thank you.
That's awesome. That's what I like about photography. It's all about sharing, you know, making connections and being generous. It's not, as I said, it's a short life. We need to just have fun. And I also took some of your educators. So it's a win-win situation here. No worries at all.
I don't think you took them, but yes. You got a great lineup going for that. So go look up Photo Pills Camp and sign up so that you can be the first to know for, I guess it would be 2021. But it is just like a really special experience to go hang out in Spain with all these people. And I totally agree with you. Like, I love photography and I love clicking and taking a great picture and showing everyone. But to me, really, it's all about the connections that you make. And it's just a great way to live life. And so to have these amazing people to hang out with and the other photographers, the other attendees, is a great experience.
Yeah. And I'm super happy for Francesco and Albert Dross, you know, crossing the Atlantic and joining you guys. It's all about this, you know, creating these connections and these opportunities for everybody in the community.
Yeah. And we're going to try and do a better job, considering we don't have you coming over here to teach these, to make sure that we have some people explaining how to use photo pills at our events, whether it is at the event itself or even beforehand to record a video like we're doing right now and say, you know, specifically for Acadia, like what are the things we're going to be looking for? And for that one, it's like Moab, it's going to be all about looking for the Milky Way, but Acadia, we're going to get the moon, we're going to get the sunrise, sunset. So to do it for those specific locations going to be really cool.
Yeah, that's awesome, and thanks a lot for, you know, introducing the planning thing in your events, because I do believe that planning is key. Helps a lot to people to unfold their creativity and to be always in the right place at the right time. Maximizes the photo opportunities. So I know that when people find out about planning, they are hooked. Unfortunately, as I said, there are not that many people teaching planning. I would love to have more people like teaching planning on YouTube, you know, explaining their workflow, why they are there shooting, before they explain the settings and the gear they're using. People can learn that, yes, it's an easy way to know when the golden hour is or where the sun is going to set, so you can make a better assessment of the shooting spot, right?
Yeah, well, and it totally makes sense for our events, because someone, you know, takes all this time and energy to get all the way to, say, Acadia, and they're there, and they're at the right location, they've got this epic seascape, they've got this thing that they want, but they don't know exactly, like, where the sun's going to come up, and you might have spent all this time and effort to get there, but you're, like, 100 feet away from where you actually should be or whatever, you know what I mean? And so that's going to help you. I remember before Photo Pills, going downtown Chicago, I'm like, okay, what's, like, out over the water? And if you know Chicago, like out where Adler Planetarium is, it sticks out into the water. I'm like, you know what would be great? Would be to get the moon coming up behind the planetarium. Totally makes sense, right? And I remember going down there, and it's along the water, and there's a harbor there, so it's a pretty long area. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to get this. And the moon just barely starts to come up, and I'm like, I needed to be like 400 or 500 yards down the other way. And I just remember picking up all my gear and running as fast as I could so that I'd be in the right spot. But it was like, if I just knew right where to be right then, it would have been perfect. F8, the photographer's perspective, is brought to you by Out of Chicago. Out of Chicago brings together passionate enthusiasts with world-class photographers all in one epic location where you learn and shoot side-by-side with the pros. Since 2014, we've organized hands-on photography conferences in Chicago, New York City, Moab, and more. We are all photographers ourselves, so we understand what it takes to be inspired, get to the right place at the right time, and live our best creative life. So let's talk a little bit more about the planning. Go through just a little bit more. Like, let's say that we want to get a specific shot, or you know what, first tell us, like, what are like the types of things that you've seen people do that turned out just like, you know, totally epic. It's like, okay, this is why you use photo pills. Give us a few examples of that, and then we'll talk about how you get that.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's all about seeing people on location. I mean, when you get into photo pills, the easiest way to plan your shots is being right out there on location and using the augmented reality views to see through the phone what's going to happen next. So you can choose your shooting spot and shooting time. For example, you're in Arches National Park in front of the Turret Arch, and just, you know, take your phone out, use the night AR, and see, okay, at 10 p.m. the Milky Way is going to be vertical over there, so you can choose your shooting spot. And that's just so easy to do. And I really love seeing people using the augmented reality, because, you know, when you're on location, you see all the photographers doing, waving their phones in the sky, because they are photo pillars.
Exactly. So this augmented reality that you're talking about, like, you hold it up, and maybe you guys have done this to, like, look at constellations or to see things in the night sky, and you point it at what you're looking at, and it'll say, this is this. But this augmented reality will work any time of the day, and you could be standing on a trail, and at the end of it, there's, like, these rocks, and you could say, well, where am I going to need to stand tonight? Where do I need to set myself up? So this looks perfect, and you hold it around. It shows you exactly where the Milky Way is going to be at a certain time, or where the sun or the moon or whatever.
Yes.
By moving it around.
I think that's the best starting point for appeals. And then you move to the planner, and then is when you can plan your shots from home. And if you go to our Instagram account for appeals, or inside the app, you go to the menu, My Stuff, and tap on awards, you can see a lot of photos that for appeals from all around the world have imagined, planned, and shot, and submitted through the app. And there you'll find amazing shots with the moon, the sun, star trails, Milky Way. We choose like 3 winners every month, and there is a prize there. But for us, what's interesting about the awards is the community feeling that you have when you see photos and the stories people are sharing in their photos, and the exit data also to help people learn how the photos were taken. You want to see epic shots, go to our Instagram account, photopills, check it out.
And you submit these actually through the app, is that right?
Yes, everybody's submitting the photos through the app. We want to make sure that we get photos from our community. That's the main reason, and it helps us a lot with the logistics, you know, choosing the photos and stuff. But yeah, we really want to make sure that we feature photos from the community.
All right, so the Instagram, the YouTube, I mean, maybe we kind of glossed over the YouTube, but you basically teach, it's like an entire course on everything you need to know to really master the photo pills and planning your shots. That's all on YouTube. If someone were to go there, what are the first couple of videos you recommend that they watch?
Well, there is the one video that's called, the first thing you need to do when downloading photo pills is enable the widgets.
Okay.
Yeah.
Explain that real quick then. So you got to enable the widgets. Go ahead.
Yeah. The widgets, you know that in both on Android and iOS, you have the widgets that the apps have available for you. So you need to enable them to see them. And for photo pills, the widgets is like a shortcut to the keys, sun, moon, and Milky Way information for the location you are and the day you are. So you want to know what time the sun is setting today, you just need to swipe your screen. Even if you are not using photo pills, you can access that information super fast. And that helps a lot. And it works offline.
How about this? Like, I would like to think that Out of Chicago, what we do is not just help people like be in the right spot, which is what you guys do too, but really helps people to be more creative, to live their best creative life is what our goal is. Do you see PhotoPills as a creative helper, or is it more just a technical thing? Because there's definitely a lot of numbers involved. There's definitely the planning, but do you see it as something to help people be creative?
No, creative is at the heart of PhotoPills. Actually, it depends on you. You need to create the image in your head. And then to make it real, you can use the tools you have available. And PhotoPills is a great tool to find the shooting spot and date and time when the sun will look away, going to be where you want it to be. But it's all about you. Huh? Just let your imagination fly, pick a nice spot, decide where you want the Milky Way to be to tell the story you want to tell, and then use PhotoPills to figure out the numbers. That's it. But yeah.
So in other words, you have to be creative. You have to have the vision, but the PhotoPills app is the thing that's going to help you actually execute that and create the shot.
Yeah, that's totally right. We believe that when people learn planning, they just open a door to a new creative universe. You know, you can pick up a location that has been shot 1,000 times, and you can come up with an idea that nobody has shot before.
Right. And to come up with an image that no one has seen before. And I think to be creative, one thing is to analyze a subject, you know, deeper and more thoroughly than it's ever been analyzed before. I had a conversation about this with Anne Belmont. Do you remember Anne from Out of Moab? She's a flower photographer. So she didn't do a lot of photography when she was there. I mean, she was doing her other stuff, but she's really known for her flower photographs. And she's kind of, I don't know if I should say this, but, and she's going to listen to this too. Oh my goodness. But she's saying, like, how does someone like Michael Shainbloom have, like, you know, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of followers online? And it's like, well, you know, these flower photos are great, but there's something about some of these images that these people create using like the PhotoPills app that just send them to go viral online and just go crazy. For instance, his shot of the eclipse with like the climber in front of the eclipse.
Oh, yeah.
Like that shot, he planned that ahead. He had the vision. So what it is you see the climber climbing up the rock wall and you see just a silhouette of them with the eclipse behind them. And it's like, he planned that out, and it's a shot like no one has ever seen before. And when that goes online, it goes all over. Like, news companies are picking it up, all these, and that's how you get all these followers, because it's like nothing you've seen before. So it's creativity, but in a different way. It's not like going deeper on the subject. It's like coming up with something that no one has quite ever seen before. But without being in the right spot at the right time, it's never going to happen.
Yeah, that planning is key for that kind of shots. But even for any photographer nowadays, everybody with a smartphone is a photographer, right? Is what they say.
Yeah.
And now with the new iPhone 11, for example, with this wide-angle lens, which is pretty crazy, you know, you can really take amazing shots of landscapes. So you don't even need to have like a super powerful camera. If you are a creative mind, you can come up with a unique scene and go and capture it with your camera. And it's all about living all these moments that you and only you have imagined. So I think that's the exciting part of planning. It gives you a freedom for creativity.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, actually, that reminds me, talking about the camera phones, one of the other photographers that I got to know, and we're trying to get him on board as well, is Daniel Corden, that we met at PhotoPills Camp. And he was amazing, but he had, I can't remember, what's the Chinese phone, you know, that had the super wide angle, you know what I'm talking about? So he's got one of these, and he's like, it's the only one that goes this wide, but now that the new iPhone has that ultra-wide camera on it, what he was showing is that he never, I mean, this is a tip that you hear all the time from our photographers, our landscape photographers, is that they'll never set up their tripod on their camera until they know exactly where they want it to be. And so he would go and just take his phone and he'd just snap a bunch of photos until he knew exactly where he wanted to be from. Once he had it, then he set up his camera and his tripod. And that was actually one of the main reasons that I wanted to get the new iPhone. It's got that ultra wide camera. So I've been trying that and it works great because like you can move it around. You take, okay, that looks all right. But what if I went a little higher, a little lower? because when you're doing those types of compositions with landscape photographs, difference of, you know, half of an inch because you're so close to the foreground makes all the difference in the world. And that's why that's so important with that stuff.
Totally, totally. That's a great tip that Daniel shared with us that day.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah, I mean, actually, that's what was so much fun and is a little different about what you guys do than what we do, was that when we went out there, we had, you always have like three different instructors on each thing. So like, I remember talking with Daniel and is like, okay, well, that's pretty cool. Well, how about I walk 15 feet over here? And now I'm asking Albert Dross and he's setting up this amazing shot. And then, Iceland Yuri. What's Yuri's name?
Yeah, Yuri.
Yeah, what's his last name?
Belagushin.
Belagursky. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they were all there. It was like, oh my goodness, these are like three of the best photographers in the world all in the same spot. So just an amazing experience. And just like you said, it's not so much a workshop, but you can go up and ask them whatever questions you got. And like I said, Daniel, they were all super helpful. So it was great.
Yeah, that's the spirit of the camp thing, right? In a camp, everybody's having fun. The instructors, there's not this separation between instructors and clients or participants, right? Mm-hmm. We are on the same boat, and you are out there shooting with 12 to 13 people and three masters and two people from the Propels team, you know, and on location, everybody's helping everybody. It's super fun.
Yeah, no, it was a great time. And I want to capture a lot of that energy and spirit that you guys had at our events. Cause that comes from you. Obviously you're a fun guy. You live life to its fullest. You've made an amazing product and you experience it all through that camp. So we want to try and capture a little bit of that as well. Love it.
Yeah. Thank you so much, man. But you're doing a great job too. We are like lovers here. I love you.
only love from across the ocean. All right. So, you know what? Let me hit you with this one. This will be our last one here, which, I didn't say this. You probably can't answer it. What's next? What's the next big secret thing for PhotoPills? What's the next thing we're going to see?
We've been working like 6 months nonstop. You know, Herman, the developer of PhotoPills and co-founder of PhotoPills, we've been working 6 or 7 months on a new meteor shower field to help people plan meteor showers.
Really?
Yes.
For meteor showers.
Showers. Yes, because when you want to shoot a meteor shower, you need local information. You need the date. You need the peak date and peak time for your location or the location you want to be shooting. And on internet, you find like general information. You need to know if it's going to be a really intense meteor shower for your location you are, depending on the moon or sunlight, or the position of the radiant in the sky. So the meteors per hour expected is a big number that we calculate now. And also you can use the AR view to locate the radiant point in the sky super easily. So you know the spot in the sky where the radiance appear to converge or to radiate from, right?
Yeah.
Because before this update, every time we announced, hey guys, there is a cool meteor shower coming up, we got so many questions. Yeah, but is it going to be visible from me? You know, some meteor showers are visible from the northern hemisphere, others from the southern hemisphere. Everything changes depending on you are on the planet. So now in just one click, you can get all the key info for the location you are.
So you just, it'll know your location and you just say the date and it'll give you all that information. Is that right?
Yeah, actually, we've developed two tools. We developed a full meteor shower pill, which takes into account your location, and you have a calendar of meteor showers. On the calendar, you can see which meteor showers are interesting and the ones that are not that interesting, not that powerful. So you can just choose your meteor shower, and it gives you all the information for the meteor shower peak date. And it's super easy to use and user friendly. And then when you're on the spot, you can use the AR and see where the radiant is gonna be throughout the night. So you can choose your framing, right? Where you're gonna aim your camera.
Yeah. Where do you wanna aim it? You just want to make sure that that radiant point is in it, or it, I actually don't know.
Well, there are various theories. You know, the radiant point is where the meteors radiate, appear from. A lot of people like to have the radiant in the frame, so they can composite afterwards an image with all the meteors that appear to converge in one spot in the sky. Other people think that, you know, you need to frame away from the radiance so you catch the longer tail, right, of the meteors. What we do is, guys, use a wide-angle lens, you know, try to frame as much sky as possible to get as many meteors as possible in your photos. And yeah, sometimes you frame the radiance, sometimes you don't. But in our case, in Photopills, we like to have the radiance in the frame.
Well, I mean, the important thing is to know where that point is so you can make your decision. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it moves across the night, right? It's not static in the sky. So you in Photopills with the AR, you'll be able to see the path of the radiant. And also, we've added a new layer on the planner. So you can actually visualize the radiant position on the map of the meteor shower. So you can figure out the best shooting spot depending on the radiant position.
Gotcha. So if it's like going to be to the northeast, it'll show you that, you know, okay, so you want to stand here so that that's in your frame.
Yes.
Or it's over a location that you're trying to shoot or whatever.
We're very excited.
Yeah. So you guys did the Milky Way, sunrise, sunset, and the moon, and now meteor showers as well. That's crazy.
Yeah. And then we have also the lunar eclipses and solar eclipses.
Oh, that's right. All that information's in there as well. Yeah.
Yeah. There is a cool annular eclipse in Middle East and in Singapore this year. Unfortunately, we won't be having any solar eclipse in Europe or the States this year. And I think the next year, we're not lucky at all. But yeah, you can actually load the best eclipses of 2020 and see the countries that they can enjoy the eclipse. For example, in December next year, you have a really nice eclipse in Chile again. These guys are very lucky.
Right. And that's the thing is that when we had the great American eclipse or whatever, you know, a couple summers ago, everyone's like, yeah, you know, but these things happen all the time. You just have to be on the right place, you know, in the world. Not all the time, but it's not like it's only every 30 years or whatever. So you just have to be in the right place. Well, you know, what we need to do is we need to coordinate the Photopills / out of Singapore great eclipse meetup. Right. I mean, how great would that be? One of these places, we'll make that happen. That'd be good. Everyone meet up there.
Yeah, Photopills this year, I've been trying to convince Josh Cripps to go to Dubai and shoot the annular eclipse, which is gonna be amazing. And he wants me to join him, but the eclipse is on the 26th or 25th of December. So I need to check with my family.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Yeah. No, that'd be great. So tell us again, where do we go find Photopills? Of course, in the App Store, just search for Photopills, but you can Google it. You'll see the YouTube channel. You'll see the website. Any other last words you want to throw out there for people?
Yeah. I mean, to get Photopills is on the App Store and Google Play. And then you can find us in our website, photopills.com. And on social networks with the name Photopills on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. We're there for you guys. If you have questions, just, you know, send us a message and we'll be there to help with the app or anything you need photography related.
Fabulous. Yeah. Love you guys. Love the app. And can't wait to work more with you guys and to help people use it at our events as well. So, thank you very much for joining me and hope to see you soon. Sorry I missed you in New York.
That was a pity. It was a great, great year. A lot of connections. It was super fun. But yeah, Chris, thanks a lot for having me. It's been a pleasure. And yeah, let's do something together.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Raphael. Talk soon.
Bye-bye.
F8, The Photographer's Perspective is hosted by me, Chris Smith, and produced by Out of Chicago. A special thanks to all photographers that share their inside knowledge to make this possible. We release a new episode each week, so be sure to subscribe to the show wherever podcasts are found. To learn more about Out of Chicago and upcoming events, go to outofchicago.com. Subscribe to our mailing list to stay connected and be the first to know of our next new location where you can shoot side by side with the pros.